This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on in another fast and furious 24/7, 365 news cycle. And you're on it. You are on the cycle. So guess what? We've got another mass shooting. Synagogue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 11 dead, quite a massacre. A Trump and Jew hater. A Trump and Jew hater walked in and opened fire, killing 11. The stories of the 11 are quite compelling, most of them elderly. It's just, you have to say about these kind of people who take guns into places like that and slaughter people, you know, are they programmed? I get this question all the time now. It's kind of interesting. We put forth the notion that a lot of these people are programmed and have been for a long time. And we just kind of haven't brought it up again, but don't, you know, these things happen, and they happen in a very, very similar fashion. And their methodology, and the timing is impeccable for certain news events and things like that. Or, you know, to jump into the national narrative when these things happen, whether it's gun control or an election or something like that. And, you know, you just have to wonder. Now, I say this because I got asked this question several times over the weekend. Are these people programmed? So, and it came from different areas. I tell you, it came from different parts of the state of California. And so, you know, totally disconnected from reality. That's why I'm bringing this up. So the question I'm putting out there is, are they? Because my listeners and people I know have asked me that just randomly. That's the point. It's random. So is, in fact, this fanatic, if you will, I'm not going to say his name, not going to do that. He is being charged with multiple counts of hate crimes by federal officials. Apparently, Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, is going to determine whether or not it's going to be for the death penalty. I'm sure that it is. He has, of course, state issues going on. And in the state of Pennsylvania, they do have the death penalty. And I understand they are, actually, in the state of Pennsylvania, pushing for the death penalty. Now, one won't do the other. Obviously, you can only kill a man once. So they'll have to wait and see about what happens with the charges pending against the state by him against the state, towards him, against the state, and also with the federal government. The federal government will line up, of course, behind it or in front of it. Whichever one, they might pick and choose, and I don't know how they're going to work that whole thing out, but you can rest assured federal laws and state laws have been broken here, and everybody's throwing the book at him. The president has come out and made his comments, and of course, we have the mainstream media who's blaming President Donald Trump. This is all predictable when these things happen. It's going to be the president's fault no matter what it is. So that's where we're at right now with that one. That story. That's a topper. I really believe that's a topper because, the magnitude of this and the simplicity of it. And again, prompted by my listeners over the weekend about, is he programmed? I think we need to start looking into that aspect. We really do. And even about the guy who had the Trump stickers all on around his truck and everything. The bomber. And that's all Trump's fault, too. The bomber. A lot of things happening there. And you know what's kind of interesting about the bomber story is, and it fits with this whole thing about him being, was he programmed? Because I was getting those questions, too. Was he programmed to do what he did with the bombs? And, you know, one little interesting thing that came up in Drudge about this, if I can find it, I'm going to click over to Drudge here and find it. By the way, Boston World Champions. See, isn't it weird? Back in the day when I was a kid, I was going Google Gaga right now. And whoever won the World Championship in baseball, I had such reverence for the athletes. Now, as just a side note, Boston, 4-1 four games to one over the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that's sort of a little, it's just a footnote to history, isn't it? Oh, by the way, I forgot this. 7 shot at LA nightclub during first purge Halloween party. Fights in street as people ran for their lives. This is on Drudge right now. I haven't looked at that story, quite frankly. Oh, this is it. This was with the bomb suspect, Caesar Sayoc, who's supposed to be American Indian, right? Tell that to Pocahontas. I mean, just all these things that pop up about the bombers thing is kind of unusual, isn't it? So all these, apparently 13 bombs are sent out to various Democrats. You can, and they're the usual suspect Democrats. Ones you would think would be sent a bomb. I mean, it kind of fits. Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, Eric Holder, John Brennan, bless his heart, Bill Clinton, and of course the one that's really kind of interesting is the one that was sent by return address because it didn't have enough postage. It was sent back to sender, and the sender was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Poetic justice? I mean, this guy was thinking this through. This is what happened here, at least from what I can see. This was a highly sophisticated operation. The bombs were inert for the most part, from what we understand. Which also tells me something else. Anyway, in a white van. He's in a white van with Trump stickers all over, trying to desperately be covered up on the roadway by the FBI agents. You know, the usual suspect agents. Yes, you guessed it. Agenda 21 coffee. Michael Moore reveals footage of bomb suspect Caesar Sayoc at Trump rally. Wanting to make America great again. But this is the thing that really got me. He was a DJ at a nightclub, as FBI's closed in. Three little stories here about this guy. Was DJ at FBI, or was DJ at club as FBI closed in, whatever that is. Were they closing in on the guy, and he was a DJ there? What's the deal with that? Pipe bomb suspect was spinning records as FBI closed in. And it says, in the hours before his arrest, his federal authorities zeroed in and secretly accumulated evidence. Cesar Sayoc was in his element, spinning classic and top 40 hits in a nightclub. All right? That's what he was doing. All right, now we know that. Next story. Personality changed radically. Yahoo News. Mail bomb suspect personality changed radically. Fort Lauderdale, 13 years ago, mail bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc traveled the country leading a mixed-race troupe of male exotic dancers. He ran scams and he had a temper. But a fellow dancer who was African-American said he never expressed racism or homophobia. Years later, working as a pizza deliverer, Sayoc would often express hatred for minorities, Jews and gays, his manager said. He drove a van plastered with stickers supporting President Donald Trump, criticizing media outlets and showing rifle crosshairs over liberals like Hillary Clinton and filmmaker Michael Moore. But she kept him around, even though she is a lesbian, because he was honest, dependable, and never got into fights. Well, that's nice. Well, Sayoc changed so radically over the years remains a mystery. But to those who knew him, there seems little question that he did. Isn't this an interesting little story? We're going to come back to this. We got the news coming up. We got our commercials coming up. You know, we have to make money. That's why we're in the business, right? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And also, New State, California. NewCaliforniaState.com. Visit it.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast,
easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So we're asking the question, we're looking at the pipe bomb, and we've talked about the shooting incident in Pittsburgh. We're going to be talking in the next segment, and we'll lead it out in this segment into the caravan that's happening. There are caravans now, multiple caravans, and what the response is going to be. Mr. Mattis has a few things. He sure does. Anyway, we're going to put a stop to that thing. But this the SAC, Cesar SAC, and about his mindset, because at the very end here, people said all of a sudden he just completely changed. In this article that came out of Yahoo, we could not resist it, because this is what, you know, all these guys, people who do these shootings, there's something consistent about them. You know what I mean? It's puzzling, I know. But when you put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we've done, you know, there were 114 mass murders during the Obama administration, three or more people, right? 114. We're going to chime in on this, though. This is from whatever. This is from Yahoo about when they arrested the guy, which I think is going to be appropriate. Let's listen.
For being here. Over the past week, more than a dozen suspicious packages have been sent through the United States Postal Service to a media outlet, a Hollywood actor, and at least seven high-ranking current and former political leaders in the Democratic Party. This is utterly unacceptable. Political violence or the threat of violence is antithetical to our vigorous system of self-government. It is a threat to that respect for law and process that allows our people to accept legislation, elections, court rulings with which they do not agree. This is the central feature of our system of government. You advocate for your beliefs enthusiastically, but we peaceably and lawfully comply with the results. Please know that from the beginning, this investigative team has made this matter a top priority, focusing their great talents and expertise on neutralizing this threat. They have moved swiftly and professionally, using extraordinary technical expertise to apprehend the one alleged responsible. This is a demonstration of the skill, capability, and determination of our American law enforcement, the best in the world. So I am pleased to participate in this announcement that a suspect is in the custody of the FBI. I want to remind everyone that the defendant in this case, as in every case, is innocent until proven guilty. He has been charged today with five federal crimes, including interstate transportation of an explosive, illegal mailing of explosives, threats against former presidents and certain other persons, threatening interstate communications, and assaulting current and former federal officers. For these charges, the defendant faces up to 58 years in prison. These charges may change or expand as the investigation proceeds. This is a law and order administration. We will not tolerate such lawlessness, especially not political violence. And so I want to thank FBI Director Ray and his team, all of our law enforcement partners who are here.
Okay, thank all those guys. Okay, so anyway, getting back into this guy, though, these are some of the comments that in the final days before those events took place. And This is why I think it's very telling, because, you know, this guy's got a dubious past, as most of these shooters, most of these characters do. Very dubious past, very suspect. A lot of them have mental problems. A lot of them are doing drugs, steroids, in this case, looks like, and, you know, other things. Certainly marijuana in the school shooting and all these shooting incidents plays a big role when you take a look at it. When you break it down, you have to break it all down, even to the autopsy reports. But this guy says, the article goes on, years later, working as a pizza driver, Sayoc would often express hatred for minorities and Jews. And this is after he was doing years as a male exotic dancer, if you can believe that, with his little troupe of people that were going around. That he never expressed these kind of things, racism or homophobia. But then years later, somebody said he started to express it. Started criticizing media outlets and showing rifle crosshairs on liberals like Clinton and filmmaker Michael Moore. Why Sayoc changed so radically over the years remains a mystery, but those, this is what they're saying, but to those who knew him, there seems little question that he did. We were friends, we were boys, we traveled in the same van, slept in the same room, said former David Crosby, former dancer David Crosby, who was black. Of course, they have, I don't know why they have to say who is he is black. When I think of the guy I knew and the guy I now see on MSNBC, CNN, blah, 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 and at Trump rallies, I think, did he really slip? He thinks Trump's sometimes bombastic criticism of liberals may have pushed Sayoc over the edge. He really wasn't a bad guy, puzzled Crosby said. But former pizza restaurant manager Deborah Krugian, who herself in the other part of the article says she's a lesbian, said that while Sayoc originally came across as respectful, articulate, and polite, within days a dark side emerged and he told her he was disgusted by her sexuality. This is apparently something that all of a sudden came on. It was an abomination. I was an abomination. I was God's misfit. I was a mistake. She said of her former employee who quit his job earlier this year, Sayoc thought she should burn in hell with Ellen DeGeneres and Rachel Maddow and President Obama and Hillary Clinton. Sayoc, 56, was arrested Friday in Florida. And he makes his first, okay, that radicalism is a stark contrast in the mid-2000s when Sayoc managed and performed in two male dance reviews, Men of Steel and American Hunks. He never expressed political views back then, Crosby said. So what made him change and so radically so quickly is the question. Was it Donald Trump sending messages by his rallies that he has? Is that, I mean, they're inferring that. But I think there's a bigger thing here. This is a guy that fits really a lot of the same old things that we see in these shooters. And the question is, was he programmed to do it? I think that's really what we're trying to ask here. Is something going on where these individuals who have the same sort of background, misfits, I guess you would say, drugs, run-ins with the law, all of a sudden they turn and quickly start, you know, wanting to kill people, do things like this? And I got to tell you, I have a real. I did some real calculations on money on this, and this operation probably cost this guy a couple grand at least to put the bombs together, to buy all the equipment, then make all the mailings. I mean, and then to know the exact addresses. You know what kind of that takes a lot of research to pull that information out. I mean, it really does. I know some people say, oh, well, you can find it here and find it there. I know you can find the address for CNN and those things. But, you know, some of the residences and some of these, that takes time. You have to have some, and maybe even inside stuff. I mean, I can get an address. I know how that all works, but it takes time and money. And my point is, where does he get all this time and money to do this? That's my point. It doesn't even seem he had a computer. He'd certainly have to have a computer to do that. And the wherewithal to put all that stuff and mail it properly. See, there's more to this story. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, Brazil. All of those you incline for Brazilian. Brazil elects an anti-establishment candidate to president. Right-wing congressman Jair Bolsonaro was elected to the presidency. This is the first time in 30 years. Quite a read about this, actually. It was the first time in 30 years that they've had a conservative in Brazil. And the Brazilian rate has gone up like crazy, of course, during that time. I'm sure it'll subside now. Brazil's Supreme Electoral Tribunal. I don't know what that is. Brazil's Supreme Electoral Tribunal declared Sunday that the anti-establishment congressman Jair Bolsonaro, a champion of traditional Brazilian values, has won the country's election for presidency of Latin America's biggest country and the world's largest democracy. Well, there you go. It's a democracy. That's a problem. Bolsonaro, who cast himself as a political outsider despite a 27-year career in Congress, is, of course he is. He's only spent 27 years. He's got to make it to 30 to be non-outsider. Come on. He's not a 30-year career congressman. Is the latest in several leaders around the globe to gain prominence by mixing tough, often violent talk, with right-wing positions. He is also very much a product of a political tempest in Brazil that made his messages less marginalized, widespread anger at the political class amid years of corruption, an economy that has struggled to recover after a punishing recession and a surge in violence. The name of his party is the PSL, which translates into Social Liberal Party. PSL. Social Liberal Party. Was it Party Liberal Social? Party Social Liberal. No, it's Social Liberal Party. Although it largely abandoned its socially liberal platforms after he joined. All of a sudden they did that. It says, bolstering his rebel image and the reputation for offensive statements and sometimes extreme views, including insulting women, black people, and the LGBT community. I'm afraid to go out at night when it gets dark, says Raquel Nunez, 27, a secretary from São Paulo, and an avid Bolsonaro supporter. As the Wall Street Journal reported, but he's going to solve this. He's going to be firm. Talking didn't get us anywhere, so we need to respond with force. In a highly unusual moment, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, José Díaz Toffoli, read out part of the Constitution to reporters after he voted. The future president must respect institutions, must respect democracy, the rule of law, the judiciary branch, the National Congress, and the legislative branch, Toffoli said in remarks many took to be a rebuke of Bolsonaro and his extreme position. Sounds to me, first of all, they've got the word democracy in their constitution. That is probably the root of some of their evil in their country. I know. We originalists. We know better, huh? With 96% of the ballots counted, he had a 55.5% lead in the votes, or that was his vote tally. Leftist Fernando Haddad of the Workers' Party had 44. Okay. Isn't that interesting? So, the Brazilians are happy. So they say. I mean, I don't know if they're happy or not. Do you? I mean, who knows if the Brazilians are happy about this? They must be. After years of socialism, it's not working. They turned the other cheek, I guess. And they did it. You know, they voted it this way. That's what they wanted, apparently. And, of course, remember, as they say, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Right? Notice they voted on Sunday, which seems to be the thing in South and Central America. And I understand buses do not run on election day. Did you know that? Buses do not run. What that means is this. You cannot, like in Southern California and Los Angeles and San Francisco, but mostly Southern California. You cannot bus the voters from one poll to the next. Even the Brazilians, even the Bolivians in other Central American countries and South American understand that. But we don't get it here in Los Angeles, right? It's just a Central American thing, and of course, or South American. This is what our state, the great state of California, is supposed to look like. Hey, how many times did you vote today? I don't know, 15, 20, and went to all these places around Southern California. We got on the bus, kept getting off the bus, got back on. You know, we get off the bus, we vote, get back on. Go on to the next place. Get off the bus, vote, get back on. You know, there's only 54 of us riding on the bus. Only 54. You know, and that's only one bus of maybe 50. I mean, I don't know if that would impact anything in terms of the ballots. But better yet, you know, they've actually turned to just voting for you. No need to go. Let the government vote for you. Your vote doesn't count. That's what happens here in California. Yeah, this is stuff that goes on. And they say, I was looking at an old clip yesterday. Just so happened to pull it up. It was on our website of Alex Padilla. We have an honest electoral system here in California. Really? Really? In fact, voter fraud is non-existent. Let's see if we can get this going on here. Let's see if we can get Alex Padilla's comments here. Is it going? It's going. Come on. Let's see if we can hear what they have to say here. Oh, Danica Patrick's up. Oh, she's so cute. These little commercials that they run just doesn't need to happen. Ah, here we go. Here's a comment by Alex Padilla. Let's hear what he has to say. Is it coming? Come on, where is it? And it's going to blast me up.
So sorry. I'm trying to make it as quick as possible. I just wanted to say thank you for coming to speak today about voter registration and promoting voting among young students. I do know a big problem that I've read about in the news is also voter fraud in California. And so I know that a big part is registering voters, and I'd just like to know how you'd like to combat voter fraud in the state of California, because I do know that it's a prevalent question.
I appreciate the question. The fact of the matter is, for all that I've heard and read and have looked into voter fraud, we hear the term a lot, not just in California.
You have to vote, don't you?
Throughout California and throughout the country, it is nearly non-existent.
Ah. Oh, God. Javier Becerra, 2 years ago. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex Padilla. I'm sorry, Javi.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I really can't resist it. So we're going to go back. This is a clip that was taken at Pitzer College in California. This was in 2016, April 2016. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla says that voter fraud nationwide is non-existent. This is the King Kong of voter fraud, Alex Padilla himself. And this is the statement that this is from Pitzer College, and this is the young lady who's asking questions here. We see if they get this queued up.
I do know a big problem that I've read about in the news is also voter fraud in California. And so I know that a big part is registering voters, and I'd just like to know how you'd like to combat voter fraud in the state of California, because I do know that it's a problem.
So I appreciate the question. The fact of the matter is, for all that I've heard and read and have looked into voter fraud, we hear the terms a lot, not just in California.
You have
the
voter, country, don't you?
Throughout California and throughout the country, it is nearly non-existent.
Oh, God.
I have multiple voter registration cards that are coming to my office.
Excuse me. Can we let the secretary finish?
It is nearly non-existent.
I have multiple over several elections.
Can we please let the secretary try to have respectful dialogue? If we can't stop talk over each other, then I think we will end it on time. I'm happy to spend a little more time here to entertain more questions, but I will ask for some decorum, especially the members of the community. I think as adults we're the examples.
Right, we're supposed to be the example.
So just to let you know, it is something we're cognizant of, mindful of. There's both investigators, if you want.
Right. Well, that's, of course, been proven absolutely false, what he's saying. There's massive voter fraud in California. Voter Integrity Project has pointed that out time and 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 time again. And some of the people that were in the audience in this group, my understanding, were adults in the room, because it was supposed to be a community meeting. And they were questioning, gosh, we get all these multiple ballots that come to us and different names, and then we go to vote, and, we can't vote because we've already voted. Hello, somebody else voted for us. See, that's where they bust them in and out and all that good stuff. So that's the kind of stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that they have looked at, and they don't realize it, of course. He doesn't realize it, or he doesn't want to admit to it, of course. Why would he admit to it? Being part of the biggest voter scam, fraud scam on the planet. If I was Alex, I wouldn't want to admit to that either. I mean, what would you be thinking to admit to voter? Now, getting on to why we want to have voter fraud in California or in the nation. What about the caravan that's going on? Caravan, anyone? Caravan, hello, caravan. Earth to caravan. Where are you, caravan? What is going on with the caravan? It seems to be kind of slowing down right now, but it's still going on out there. That's basically what we're doing. We're talking about, and we're going to be bringing this up, I believe, in the third hour again. But just to kind of give you sort of an semblance, a feeling of what is going on with the caravan, they do have some reports that are coming out of Fox News, as I recall, that are saying that the caravan has actually slowed. And most of this seems to be logistical more than anything else. But there are more people coming on board. This is one of the things that we're finding out about on the caravans. And, of course, the biggest question is why are they doing the caravan? Why? And is it really a portent of something else? And we think it is. We had John Martinez on last week. We're going to have him on this week again to report on what in the heck is really truly going on with these caravans. Because what we think is this. This caravan is really not about really invading the country. I mean, and of course the president has called up the troops, which is great. 800. Last time I heard it was 850. It could be more. But that's the number that I heard. Troops coming to the border. And here's the deal. Is this caravan the beta test? And we've been asking about caravan beta tests for so long. But is this beta test leading to, well, a bigger stick of dynamite? Meaning Mexico. Now put this together, and John did this very, very well last week. Here you have a country with really a very, very hair-trigger economy and resources. In other words, if the economy shuts down in any measurable way for any different reason, it could. If there is a recession, if there's a bank, whatever happens in Mexico economically, if it collapses, that's one, economic collapse. Number two, what happens if we run out of water or if we run out of electricity? Let's say in Mexico City for at least an hour. Millions are chaotic. What happens if it's a week? Then they're going to abandon Mexico and come north. Now that is an invasion. And that's what we are trying to determine. Is this just nothing more than the warm-up? Are they just the globalists, in other words? Are they just looking to see how they can test us and then defeat us with a larger caravan? A mass of millions coming to the border of the United States. Why? Because they need water and food and shelter. And who's there to give it to them? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So this headline plays right into our little topic about the synagogue shooting, but Alabama McDonald's gunman killed by armed dad who was injured in shootout. A brave dad armed with a pistol stopped what could have been a mass shooting Saturday inside an Alabama McDonald's when he took down a masked gunman who had stormed in and opened fired. He opened fired. The unidentified father was leaving the establishment with his sons when a masked man walked into the Birmingham fast food restaurant and started shooting. WBRC-TV reported the father returned fire, and during their ensuing shootout, the gunman, the father, and one of the man's teenage sons were struck, according to the station. The gunman, who was not identified, later died of his injuries, and the other two injuries were not considered life-threatening. Marcus Washington, one of the McDonald's employees, told WBRC-TV he was making 2 quarter-pounders when bullets started to fly. Washington said he ran into the freezer where he heard about 15 shots. "I'm feeling grateful," he told the station. I bet he is feeling grateful.
Grateful. You know, wrapping my head around it all. I was just wishing somebody to come wake me up, you know, from this nightmare.
A nightmare that could have ended a lot worse for Marcus Washington and his co-workers here at the McDonald's on Lom Avenue.
Yes, I was making 2 quarter-pounders and, you know, heard 3 shots ring, and then a stranger got fired 2 more.
That exchange between a masked gunman and an armed customer who was leaving the restaurant with his sons at the time. Birmingham police say the masked man started shooting inside the restaurant. That's when the father began shooting at him. Meanwhile, Washington and one other employee hid in the freezer.
Because all we hear is, like, you know, different gunfire. So I'm in my mind imagining everybody dead. He looking for us.
Police say both the father and the masked man were hit, along with one of the children. The gunman later died from his injuries. Washington and other workers now thankful that customer was there at that exact moment.
He might have wrote, because I can only imagine how it would have went if he wasn't on. You know, we might not be here having this interview.
Yep, and he's there having the interview. A man with a gun stops a man with another gun. Perhaps that people in the synagogue should have been armed. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.